This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 827, How Kayo Nailed IELTS to Stay in New Zealand Forever.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Kayo had taken IELTS 5 times and still could not nail the overall score he needed. Find out today how he increased his overall score by a whole band point, and he can now go celebrate on the beach. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are in the new year of 2020 as you're hearing this, and it's time to get motivated and inspired. That's why we have a special student guest for you guys today, Kayo. Kayo, welcome to IELTS Energy.
Hello, Pippo.
Kayo, where are you living at the moment?
Well, I'm living in New Zealand at this moment, and I've been living here for almost a year and a half.
Oh, wow, you've been there a long time. So, is that why you had to take IELTS?
Yeah, the reason that I took IELTS is because I need to apply for a residence visa here. And at this moment, I've got only a work visa, and I cannot stay any longer than 5 years here.
Oh, okay. So if you have a work visa, it's good for 5 years?
Yeah. And if I can apply for the residencies, I can stay here for the rest of my life.
Oh my gosh. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. This is why I took the IELTS last time.
Okay. That's awesome. So what scores are needed to qualify for a residence visa in New Zealand?
The scores that immigration asks people to apply for a residence visa in New Zealand is an overall of 6.5, but it doesn't need to be 6.5 on all of the sections, but it needs to be an overall of 6.5.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so because I'm most familiar with the Canadian immigration process because so many of our students have to get that magic 8777 to go to Canada. So New Zealand is a little bit different. There's no like minimum score for each category. You just need at least an overall 6.5.
Yeah, the rules really are a little bit different than Canada. It's kind of how it works in Australia as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, So why did you get into Three Keys IELTS?
Well, I remember when I was searching on the internet for an efficient method that I could get to improve my scores on IELTS. And I've been doing this test for a while, and I did the test five times already, and for every single attempt, I got a 6 for my overall, and it wasn't enough for what I needed.
Oh, dang! Okay, guys, let me just summarize this painful situation that Kayo was experiencing. So, just to like put all of this in order for our listeners here, because like, ouch. So, you're in New Zealand already for like a year and a half. So that means you are like immersed in English. You're probably working in English. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so like you're in the language all day and you need a 6.5. You take the test 5 times and you get an overall 6 every time.
I couldn't get the overall that I needed. I remember that every single time that I was doing the test, I was getting nervous. And also because I got anxiety issues, that was really hard for me when I was doing the test.
Okay, so do you feel like Three Keys helped lower that anxiety or like take away that nervousness?
Yeah, it helped me a lot because they stretch.
Awesome.
They work.
Okay, so let's try and pinpoint some like some more specific advice that listeners can take away. Like how, because I'm sure a lot of people listening have felt that same frustration, like taking the test so many times, not getting the scores they need, which just increases the anxiety. So like every time you go back to the exam, it's like worse. You're just like getting more nervous. So can you give us some more specific advice on like how we can be less nervous the next time students go to take the IELTS?
I would say if you study enough and follow the plan and follow the 30-day plan that they will give you, you will be fine during the test because you know how to do it. You will not get nervous. You will only focus on the test. You will not be focused on anything else.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So there's a motto I really like, and I've said it on the show before, but not in a while. I like to say that action cures fear, right? Yeah. So guys, if you're like afraid of that next IELTS exam and you're just like, oh my God, it's just half a band, especially to be like so close to what you need. And you're scared, you're feeling lost. Action cures fear, right? So take action. Start following a study plan like the Three Keys IELTS study plan, the 30-day or the 60-day. So you know that all of your time spent studying is actually helping your score, right? Like you're actually doing stuff with your time to control the outcome instead of just wandering around and hoping that you're going to get a better score next time, because hope doesn't pay off all the time. Like we actually have to put in the work, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So were there any sections that were most improved for you that you have some advice for students?
Definitely the speaking test. The speaking session was really easier following your guidance, guys.
Awesome.
Yeah, because how you guys guide me through the test and how to talk to the person in front of me, that really helped me that last time.
So
because I knew I knew it, how to talk to the guy. I knew how to say, I knew which words I could use, the transitions words, that helped me a lot.
Okay, I love it. That's awesome. Oh, you know what I just realized, Kayo? We didn't tell everybody what you got. So what was your overall score on the last exam? Hello, wonderful IELTS students. What would you get if you took IELTS right now? Would you get scores like Kayo? Would you get a 7? Would you get a 6? What would you get if you took IELTS right now? You could find out. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a super short quiz, get your estimated band score and free resources. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
My last overall was a 7.
Awesome! 7. All right, so even higher than what you needed. That's fantastic. And your speaking score, what was your speaking score?
My speaking score was a 7.5.
And what were you getting before Three Keys IELTS on speaking?
I couldn't get even higher than a 6.5.
Oh, dang. So a whole band point. Okay.
Yeah, I got an extra point.
That's so awesome. So the key here that Kayo's telling you guys is like, know what to expect, know what the examiner wants, know what the examiner needs to hear from you. So Kayo, can you tell us like, what did you change? Like, how did you get from that 6.5 to that 7.5 in speaking?
I would say if you guys want to really increase your score, You should use transitions words when you are talking to the person, and also try to pass exactly what you are thinking about. Don't hesitate when you are talking.
Yes, and I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And try to give real examples when you are doing the second part of the exam. They will love that. I remember when I was talking to the guy, he was so impressed of the things that I was telling him that he was even asking me, "Oh, that's really true. Can you tell me about that?" And that was really good. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, guys, I want all of the listeners today to close your eyes and picture yourself in this same situation. Picture yourself on the speaking exam. pleasing the examiner so much that he or she like wants to just talk to you. Like the examiner forgets that you're like, quote unquote, just a student, right? Just a six. The examiner forgets that because they're talking to a real person that they enjoy talking to, right? So all of these things help the examiner to relax and give you a high score using transition phrases. So the examiner can track what you're saying. All of those transition phrases are in the three key system, guys. And narrate what you're saying, like be honest. I'm summarizing what you already said, Kaio, just so you know. Narrate and don't hesitate, right? We have to practice being spontaneous and immediate when we're talking. And then like Kaio's saying in part two, talk about real examples, like real stories, memories, images in your mind, right? And again, like all of these strategies, these maps, these templates, these transitions, they're all in Three Keys IELTS. So after your speaking test, how did you feel?
Oh, I felt so much better after my last speaking session. I remember awesome. Because when I get out, I spoke to my wife and she was really excited when I said to her that I did really well.
And I bet she was more excited when you got your scores.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I actually was at work and all the people there got freaked out.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh my God, that's so cool. So, Kaio, did you celebrate getting that overall 7 at all? Like, did you do anything special?
No, I couldn't do it yet because I got my family here for Christmas and New Year's Eve, so I couldn't do anything yet.
Do you have any plans for celebration?
Yeah, I got all the plans and we'll be traveling around New Zealand and I booked in a house in front of the beach to spend my New Year's Eve there.
Oh my God, I love it so much. Okay, yeah. Listeners, I want you to close your eyes one more time and imagine yourself in the same situation as Kaio. You opened your IELTS results. They are higher than what you needed. And now you're done with IELTS and you're going to go relax on the beach. That is perfect. I love it so much. All right, listeners, if you want access to the same system that took away Kaio's anxiety, helped him to get a higher score than what he needed, you can get in right now. It's 2020, you guys. Let's do it. Let's be done with IELTS and go to the beach together. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get into the system right now. And if you're wondering what score you would get on IELTS, right now, you can find out in 2 minutes taking our very short quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right, Kaio, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your journey. Is there anything else you wanted to say to future IELTS candidates listening today?
I would say if you guys follow the guidance that the guys are giving to you and follow the plan, you'll be fine. You don't have to worry about anything else. I promise you, if you follow the plan, you'll get the score that you needed.
Awesome. That's it, guys. Follow the plan. Take out the mystery. Just do all the stuff that we tell you in the study plans, and you are golden. All right, Kaio. Hey, congratulations, and have fun on your beach celebration.
Oh, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.